Correction, all students attending the Girls' Choice Dance must submit their medical records to Nurse Bogart. Thank you.
Hey, Nate.
Oh, hi.
So, you know, the Girls' Choice Dance.
Right.
You want to go with me, possibly?
Oh.
Did I just spit in your eye?
It's cool.
No, it's not cool. I spit in your eye.
No worries. But anyway, sorry. Rebecca Berkowitz already asked me to the dance.
Oh. I hear she's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, enjoy her.
Did you ask him?
Yes.
And?
No.
Why did he say no?
Well, he claims it's because he already has a date, but it might be because I hawked a loogie right in his eye.
Why would you even...
I don't know. It just flew off my lip.
Well, who are you going to ask now?
No one. There's no other guys in the school I want to go out with.
Hey.
Hey.
And speaking of guys Carly doesn't want to go out with, ladies and gentlemen, Fred Amame Benson.
Girls who are rude to me don't get a bag of bacon.
Whoa, Freddie, I never realized what a hot, handsome hunk of boy you really are.
Better. So what's up?
Carly spit in Nate's eye, so he doesn't want to go to the dance with her.
Huh?
He turned me down because he already has a date.
Oh, so you didn't spit in his eye?
No, I did. My DNA's all over his cornea. And why are we all focused on me? Sam doesn't have a date yet either.
Yeah, because girls' choice dances are stupid. If a guy wants a date with Mama, he should ask me. And pay for it. Or he can just give me the money and stay out of my life. Wow. Well, there's no guys at this school that don't make me sick. This is good bacon. Any desperate girls ask you yet?
Actually, two. Jamie and Ariana.
So which one are you going with?
I haven't given either one an answer yet. In case someone else wants to ask me?
No.
Yeah.
Hi, Freddie.
Hi, Malika. You guys know Malika?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Malika.
Who wants to see a magic trick?
Later.
Bye, Malika.
I should really get to...
A blank piece of paper! I won.
Look, I really...
I toss.
Whoa. That was pretty good.
Feel inside your pocket. Unwad.
Will you go to the dance with me?
Will ya?
A couple other girls already asked me, and I'm not sure yet who...
Well, think about choosing me. If you want to have a magical night.
Gibby, how did you...
I have no idea. Whose banana is this?
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
So wonderful.
Live life, breathe air. I know somehow we're gonna get there
and feel so wonderful.
It's all for real. I'm telling you just how I feel. So wake up the members of my nation. It's your time to be. There's no chance unless you take one. And the time to see the brighter side of every situation. Some things are meant to be, so give me your best and leave the rest to me. Leave it all to me. Leave it all to me. Just leave it all to me.
Check out the new sculpture I'm working on.
Cool. What is it?
I don't know yet. It's either going to be a bunny or an abstract representation of the over-mechanization of modern society.
I like bunnies.
Then I'll need some cotton balls. So how was school?
Okay. Except Nate Garner turned me down for the Girls' Choice Dance.
Yeah, I heard you spit in his eye.
How'd you know that?
I follow iCarly.
Sam tweeted it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't believe she told the entire world that I spit.
Just a sec.
Squat thrusts.
Squat thrusts.
What are you doing?
Squatting and thrusting. I got a new application for my pair pump. See, doctor says you should get at least 30 minutes of aerobic exercise every day. And I'm done.
You're done?
For now.
But you just said 30 minutes.
And that's what's so cool about this application. It beeps 180 times a day. And every time it does, I do 10 seconds of vigorous exercise so that by the end of the day, I'll have done a full 30-minute workout.
Can't you just join a gym?
I can't go to a gym 180 times a day. Stupid.
It's me, don't shoot.
Hey, Sam.
You're in trouble.
Who has you in trouble?
No, you tweeted about me spitting in Nate's eye.
It was a totally tweet-worthy event.
Maybe, but I'd appreciate it if you didn't tweet about my personal spit.
You're just crotchety because you don't have a date for Girl's Choice.
Which gives me the right to be crotchety.
Well, buck up, because I got a way to find an awesome guy for you to ask.
Oh, really?
We do a contest on iCarly. We say you're looking for a cute guy in the Seattle area to ask to the dance. Interested boys, please apply.
No, that'd make me sound desperate.
Aren't you?
Well, yes, but I don't want to sound it.
Come on, you know how many guys want to take you to the dance?
I'm not using iCarly to beg for boys. I'd rather be alone and crotchety.
Crotchety. It's funny because it sounds wrong.
iCarly presents Pathetic Plays.
This week, we showcase another installment of...
The Englishman who was a terrible father to his two children named Fuffly and Peter.
With special guest star, me!
Pardon me, father.
Can't you see I'm knitting myself a pair of trousers?
But we're ever so hungry.
You haven't fed us a bite of food since last Tuesday.
I think it was Monday.
You want food? Very well.
Father, these are push pins.
They're colorful and pointy. You ungrateful nuggets. Now, frost my toes.
Okay, that's all for this, iCarly.
Actually, no, it's not.
What do you
mean? I want to do something real quick.
What do you want?
Before we end the show, Carly is going to sit in this chair.
For the record, I have no idea what she's doing.
Just sit tight.
Ready?
I don't know.
And now, duct tape!
What? No, no, whoa. I don't know. No.
Just relax.
No!
Listen up, iCarly fans. If you're a guy who's not a loser, and you live here in the Seattle area, and you'd like to go to a dance with Carly... just send us an email right here at iCarly.com. Okay, you caught me. Now what?
There!
Feel better?
No. I can't believe you embarrassed me like that in front of the whole web.
Well, if you didn't want me to do it, then why didn't you say something?
You duct taped my mouth shut.
Come on, you might be a really cool, cute guy.
Or a psychopath with a chainsaw.
I have grocery items!
You need a hand with the bags?
Nah, I got them. And I hope you guys are hungry, because I bought...
Wait, I'm not really ready.
These steps!
You're dropping stuff.
And done! Woo! I was feeling pretty whipped there at the 7-second mark. But I powered through. I'll put the groceries away.
I'm gonna go throw fat cakes at joggers.
No, you're not. They're low-fat fat cakes.
If I'm gonna go to the dance with some iCarly contest winner, then you're asking Gibby to go. Come on, Gibby's so sweet.
Well, then maybe some other insane chick already asked him.
No, he told Freddie he's not going, and I feel bad.
So then why don't you ask him?
Well, I was thinking about it till you went and committed me to going with some random iCarly fan dude.
But I really don't want to go.
Come on, just please ask Gibby. Please.
All right.
Already?
Windmills!
Windmills.
So bummed.
What's wrong? Besides this.
I'm not in the mood, Puckett. I waited too long. Jamie and Ariana both already asked other guys to the dance, so I had to say yes to Magic Malika. Don't you have something to do? You promised Carly you'd ask him. Hurry along.
Talk to you.
What's up?
How would you like to go to the girls' choice dance with me?
Nah, I'm good.
What do you mean you're good? Who asked you to the dance?
Nobody.
Nobody? Nobody asked you, and you just turned me down?
Please don't break my thumbs again.
What are you doing?
I was trying to do this boy a favor and he... See what you did? He got away.
What happened?
I asked him to the stupid dance and he said, nah, I'm good.
Did someone else already ask him?
No.
I'm not laughing.
Whatever. I'm going home.
Oh, no, you're not. You're coming with us to the Groovy Smoothie to interview all the guys who entered your little Take Carly to the Dance contest.
Can't you and Carly and Spencer just handle it?
It was your idea.
So? You don't need my help? How many guys do you think are gonna show up? 752 guys? See one you like?
I don't know. It's like one big giant sea of boy.
Okay, I got a plan.
What?
Speed dating.
Speed dating?
Yeah. We set up one long line that leads to you, and then each guy gets 15 seconds to impress you.
How can I get to know someone in 15 seconds?
Come on. Six of my mom's best relationships started in 15 seconds.
Even at 15 seconds apiece, it's still gonna take Carly hours to meet this many guys.
Okay, so we set up four tables. Me, you, Carly, and Fred Lumps. Three of us pass the decent ones on to Carly, and we eliminate the freaks. We ready?
I guess.
Begin!
Hi, I'm Rick.
Hey, I'm Carly. And listen, I'm really sorry about this. I had no idea Sam was gonna even have this contest. And then I thought, you know, maybe 10 or 15 guys would show up here. I had no idea there'd be this many. And I know it's not fair to only give you 15 seconds, but just do your best and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, well...
Oh, sorry, time's up. Next!
Hi, I'm Clark.
Nice to meet you, Clark. So you'd like to take Carly to the dance?
I'd rather just make out with her.
Next!
I'm Kevin.
Freddie, so tell me about you, Kevin.
Well, I collect fishing lures. My bedtime is 9:30, and girls usually don't like me because I have an odd odor.
You know, I think you might be perfect for Carly.
Next. And believe me, I never wanted to ask Gibby out, but Carly guilted me into it. So I asked the kid, and he turns me down. Gibby turns me down. Like I'm not good enough for that shirtless potato. Sorry you bored me. Leave.
Just buy a bell pepper.
No!
$4.50.
Tebow!
You're a male model?
Well, I was, but I quit modeling because now I'm a lead singer in this really cool band and-
Carly would hate you.
But no-
Get out of here!
Wow, so you're an artist? Because I'm all... I have to exercise now.
Hip swivel.
Hip swivel.
You taught your grandmother how to ice skate?
Yeah, don't laugh.
Well, I'm laughing because I'm trying to imagine my grandfather, like, wearing ice
skates. You should have seen her. I swear she was going faster than I was.
No way. How could an old lady...
I even taught her how to skate backwards, which was totally... I think my 15 seconds are up.
Oh. Whoops, no, they're not. Keep talking. Hey.
Whoa.
Does this look cute?
Yeah, maybe a little too cute.
What do you mean?
Come here, we need to talk.
What about?
Well, okay. You're going to a dance tonight, you know, with the new guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's time you and I had a little talk about...
I'm not having this conversation.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Austin's here. Hey, Austin.
Hey.
Whoa, you look great.
I was just gonna say that to you.
Okay, we're all super attractive here. So how about a couple of pics?
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah. All right. 1, 2, 3. Awesome.
Hey, is that a GX250?
Yep, 16 megapixels.
My dad sent it to him from Japan while he was there.
My brother has a Daikon Super Shot.
Nice.
You know, I think Freddie has a Daikon,
hey,
but
we I'm should not... get to the dance.
Oh. Well, okay.
You guys have fun.
We will, and don't worry, I'll be
back. I'll
have
her back by midnight.
You better. Don't forget your purse. Get out of here.
I got it.
Bye.
Bye. You crazy kids.
Yeah.
Sit-ups.
Oh.
And done.
It's me. Open the door, Gibby.
Hey, Sam. Nice dress.
Thanks. What up with your hair?
Oh, I used a leave-in conditioner. They have that now.
I know.
So what you doing here?
Well, I decided you are taking me to the dance. Come on, let's go.
But I told you, I don't want to go.
Listen, I know I can be a little intimidating, but you don't have to be scared of me, all right?
But
come on, you don't want to sit home by yourself and be a loser? Don't you want to go out, have a little fun?
Look, I really appreciate you coming over here.
How long are you going to keep me waiting? Who's she?
Who's you?
It's cool. She's just a friend. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay. That?
Tasha.
And you're on a date with her?
Yeah. Well,
what's wrong with her?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
So why did you take Tasha to the dance?
Because it's girl's choice and she doesn't go to our school.
Gibby, come on. Your mom just brought us strawberries and whipped cream.
Later.
Good fries.
I know. Crinkle cut are the best. One time Spencer took me to
anybody into soccer?
Soccer?
Yeah, this Olympic soccer player from Nigeria just moved in across the street from my house. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Freddy, drink your smoothie.
Okay. That's weird.
The power of magic!
magic!
It singed my hair!
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty cool trick, but don't you think
it's dangerous? One time my parents took me and my brother camping and we saw bears.
Did you?
Hey, wasn't my phone on the table a minute ago?
Yeah, you set it down right after.
Four bears, big old paws.
I know, I put it right here.
Would that be your phone? Up there.
Please put it down.
As you wish.
Well, that hurt.
Oh, my God. It's already past my curfew.
All right, no worries. I'll call my mom and have her pick us up. I can have you home by...
Ready?
Yeah.
She's gone.
Best trick of the night.
She really is an amazing magician. Like, back at the dance?
One time I was watching this reality show with celebrities. They had to do stuff underwater.
So, as I was saying...
You guys ever been to Fresno?
Shut up!
What? I was just...
Shut up!
What's your deal?
My deal is you haven't let me finish one sentence all night and I can't take it anymore. It's like you won't even let me...
What are you trying to say?
Get out of here!
And then there were two.
Yep. Just us. Thank God. Not a very fun dance, was it?
Nope.
What?
Don't you think we both deserve one nice dance tonight with a person we don't want to kill?
Absolutely.
Hey, Tiba, turn up the music.
Told me to tell you guys, you gotta go to iCarly.com. In fact, if you promise me you're gonna go check out iCarly.com, I will magically turn Gibby into a five-year-old and make him say, I love cheese. Abracadabra, turn into a five-year-old! Say it.
I have cheese.